Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hiller reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hiller scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is hit by the pitch. Mays moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogers fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Bailey settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal bunts in front of the plate. Bertel fields it and throws to first for the out. Pagan moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 0 in the game. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Pagan reaches second base with a double. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-1 in the game. Marichal strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burpell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. Mays moves to second. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Matty Alou now playing left field. Bob will pinch hits for Larry Jackson. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Hubbs reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davenport strikes out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pagan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-2 in the game. Marichal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hiller moves to second. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Hiller moves to third. Mays moves to second. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cepeda is walked intentionally. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel spins and fires to second, with Rogers covering, and Mays is picked off. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bailey strikes out. Bertel drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bailey out. Billy Pierce now pitching. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.